gotcha. Okay, about to embark upon the next sugya. So we spent a lot of time last week talking about the chiyuv gavon of eating the sukkah in the first night of sukkahs. This is in direct contrast to the lack of chiyuv gavon to continue eating the sukkah during the rest of sukkahs. Now again, this obviously doesn't mean that you can just eat whatever you want outside the sukkah. We already know that's a bit mitzvah deraisa, teisha came to the roof. But in terms of if a person chooses not to do a ma'aseh dira, he's not interested in eating food that's necessarily chayv and sukkah, so be it. So the Gemara has a very, very lenient, very, you know, very easygoing kind of a statement about what a person's approach is for the rest of the Yom Tov. Mikan ve'eloch, right, the Gemara says, that's what the Lashon Gemara is. Rabbanu kadira madiri boy ochli boy lo ochil. As long as it's not on the first night, boy ochli boy lo ochil. So you walk away from the Gemara thinking that I can go the entire week of Sukkot minus the first night. Okay, of course, it's minus the first two nights. I can go the entire week without eating anything. Now again, I'm not going to starve for a week. Obviously, the Gemara means as the boy ochli boy lo ochil those foods that are chayav in sukkah. Bread is, of course, the prototype of a food that's chayav in sukkah that we already spoke about earlier. So the Gemara is basically committing itself to saying that you don't have to eat bread the whole week of Sukkot. There's no need to eat bread. And that's a little bit startling because last we checked, after the first night of Sukkot, there is the first day of Sukkot. And the first day of Sukkot, last we checked, is Yom Tov. And we thought that there's an obligation to eat bread on Yom Tov. Didn't everybody think, everyone grew up with that idea? You know, you sit around the table, sitting with your family, having a Yom Tov Tikkasuda. Everybody knows you wash for a Sukkot's Yom Tov. Well, the Gemara seems to say that you don't. Because the Gemara says, Yibay ochli bay lo ochel, excluding the first night, including the first day, there doesn't seem to be an obligation to eat bread on Yom Tov. That's what the simple pshat in this Gemara is. So the Rishonim is startled with that conclusion, because there is the Gemara Maseches Brachos in the seventh parak, second of the Mamakamos, where the Gemara talks about the differences of a person misses an insertion into the benching on Shabbos, Yom Tov, and Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara begins in the second of Mamakamos, Amar Bidi Barav, Amar Bam, Amar Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Tovu Hizkesh, Rosh Chodesh, B'tfila Machzir Nasoi, B'chzeh Mozad Machzir Nasoi. If you missed Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh and davening, that's a potential problem. If you missed it in benching, Nishkefelech. So the Gemara says, why? Why should that be so? So finally the Gemara explains, yeah, third line from the bottom, B'chzeh Mezona Di Boi Ochel, Yiboi Lo Ochel, Em Machzir Nasoi, that since nobody told you to bench on Rosh Chodesh in the first place, because for that matter, nobody told you to eat bread in Rosh Chodesh. There's no chiyuv to eat bread in Rosh Chodesh. You're not allowed to fast in Rosh Chodesh, but there's no obligation to eat bread in Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara makes the following assumption. Since there's no chiyuv to eat bread, Memela, there's no real chiyuv to bench in the first place. Memela, if you miss Yalav Yavo, the world's not going to come to an end, and therefore you don't have to repeat the benching. That's the background for why you don't have to repeat the benching on Rosh Chodesh. So asks the Gemara, if so, El Miata Shabbos Yom Tovim the Losagid LaOchil on Shabbos and Yom Tov, where you have no choice, where you actually do have to eat bread. Hachidamidi Toy Hoda, would you say that if you missed the Ritzay or missed Yalav Yavo and benching, you'd have to repeat? Well, says, yeah, I'm in. I'm Rabbi Sheila. I'm a Rav Tochez LaRosh. Taka, that's the din. If you missed Ritzay, missed Yalav Yavo, you have to go. So it is obvious that there is an outright contradiction between this Gemara and the Gemara of Sukkah. Because here, when the Gemara is lining up the days of the year that you chayav to eat bread, and therefore you have to repeat the benching if you miss the insertion, so the Gemara lumps together Shabbos and Yom Tov on one side, in contrast to Rosh Chodesh on the other side. So all of the Shema Baba, the Kashmir, says, make up your mind. You have to eat bread on Yom Tov or not. Once it did. So the Gemara in Sukkah says, you don't have to. After the first night, you don't have to eat any bread. That's it. You're good to go. You can eat potato chips the whole week. Whereas here in Brachos, the Gemara says, the reason why you missed benching and Yalav Yavo, you missed Yalav Yavo and benching, the reason why you have to go back is because you mechuyav to eat bread. So either you or no. You have to eat bread and Yom Tov or not. That's the bomb kasha. So two Taisus in two different places, two different Maseches and Shas, address this kasha and come to two radically different conclusions. So Taisus in Maseches Sukkah throws the hands up and says, I don't understand. Our Gemara says, Pemola, you don't have to eat bread on the first day of Yom Tov. So what's going on in that Gemara Maseches Brachos? So Taisus has a startling answer. So Taisa says, the third line of the third of the is Fadi Amina Parakshlash Ochlu, Shabbat Yamtu Lasaga Lochli, and Tachai, and let me suck Elbi Yamtu Fisho Pesco, and it's Misha Shochag. Wild, what did Taisa just say? The Gemara says in Brachas that on Yontif you have to repeat the benching. The Gemara didn't mean every Yontif. The Gemara was not talking about Shavuos. The Gemara was not talking about Shmini Atzeres. The Gemara was not even talking about the first day Pesach, the first Isukis. What was it talking about? Only what? The first night Pesach, after Chumash, and the first night Sukkot caused Chamishos Chamisha also. So the Gemara never meant to say, again, the context of the Sugya Brachas is not teaching you the Halachas of Yontif, it's a benching Sugya. So the Gemara is just trying to highlight that there are certain days and nights of the year where you have to repeat the benching. Those days and nights are Shabbos throughout the year, that's for sure, the Chiyavtid Pras, Yontif, no Chiyavtid Pras, and therefore, if you missed Yalav Yavel, no problem, it's the same as Rosh Chodesh, but there are some Yom Tovim here and there, spread out throughout the year, approximately two of them, when Chutz L'Aretz were before them, the first night Pesach, first night Sukkot, that's it, that's a special Chiyavtid Pras, Al Tzmatza, Al Tzuka. But in terms of there's no chi of yontif itself, it's not a mechayv of a chilas lechem. That's Shitas HaToysus in Masechet Sukkah. And Toysus Masechet Bracha says that is not the case. That there is an absolute, complete, and total obligation to eat pas any and every single yontif meal, bein bayam, bein malayla, whatever the amount of meals are. So what does the Gemara in Sukkah mean when it says, Iboy och, Iboy lelochil? So Toysus quotes, and the fourth of the Maram HaKavis, Toysus Bracha quotes, at the end of the third line, what was the context of Agama? Agama was not learning a sugya in Yom Tov. It's not a Masechas Beit. We're not talking about what you have to do in Yom Tov. What's the point of the sugya in Sukkah? What you do or don't have to do in terms of the mitzvah of Sukkah. So the Gemara in Sukkah is just trying to compare and contrast the obligation on the first night in contrast to, is this fair, by the way? This guy's on? No. No, turn on and get some area. Okay. I'm going to have to actually turn it on. You just did Hechshon Mitzvah, now you're going to do Gemara Mitzvah. I already feel that. A little better angle. It's like diving in the basement. It's like a little bit towards the angle. Okay, good. No. I just a little breath of fresh air, but not like in your tornado in my face. Okay, we'll move it as we get hot. Yesterday I was sitting in the basement. It was fairly quiet in Yeshiva, and it was the wasn't so full. The air conditioner was blasting like, so it was like 95 degrees outside. It was about 35 degrees in the basement. So I was sitting yesterday with my sweater and my jacket. And if I would have found the winter coat, I probably would have put that one on also. So okay. Rabbi Say, back to that story. So comes Taisus in Maseches Brachas and tells us that when the Gemara says in Sukkah, Iboy Ochli, Iboy Lewachil, the Gemara is not even addressing the issue of Sudas Yom Tov. That's not in the topic. The Gemara is addressing the issue of Chi of Sukkah. So in fact, there is a difference between the first night and the subsequent days and nights. The first night there's a Chi of Gomer in Sukkah. The subsequent days and nights, there's no chi of gomer in Sukkah. Do you have to eat a Sudas Yom Tov? We're not talking about that topic. I gave Racha stuff from that. Of course you have to eat a Sudas Yom Tov. Of course you have to eat Pas. But that's not the topic of the Gemara. So Tosfos gets stuck with a very technical question. Tosfos says, wait a second, I understand. If you want to tell me it's a Lom D'Shavot, you're splitting hairs, you're talking about brisket table. La'olam, first day Sukkot, during the daytime, you don't really have to eat out for Sukkah. You only have to eat out Yom Tov. What's the kasher, they say? What's the kasher with that formulation? Tachlis.
It's not
for you. Yeah, the ma'isik I need in the sukkah. Why? Because I have to eat what? I have to eat as soon as Yom Tov. That's what Torah is assuming now. Against the Torah is in the sukkah. I have to eat as soon as Yom Tov, which is b'chayim and lechem. And any time I eat lechem, what do I have to do? I have to eat it in the sukkah. So what's the Gemara talking about? How can the Gemara say with a straight face, Iboy Ochli Boy Lochli? The Gemara is telling you, I'm going to play a game with you. They're saying that after the first night, you don't have to bother about Sukkah. Don't worry about Sukkah anymore after the first night. Iboy Ochli Boy Lochli. Oh, Rabbi, does that mean I don't have to eat Sudas Yom Tov? Who said you don't have to eat Sudas Yom Tov? Rabbi, does that mean I don't have to eat Sukkah? Who says I don't have to eat Sukkah? So what are you talking about? What kind of joke is that? Iboy Ochli Boy Lochli. What a misleading statement. Iboy Ochli Boy Lochli. That's Taisa's kasha. So Taisa turns the world upside down, and Taisa quotes from one of the Baliyah. Taisa's from Rabbeinu Yehuda. I'm Rabbeinu Yehuda. Then after me, the country, you're the Gishamim, the Achlu Chutz the Sukkah. The Hash, the Ibn Chavid Yamtiv, Shapir, and while I'm sure Sukkah, the other vision, Zachlach, the Lech of the Sukkah, the Achlu Gishamim, the Afinu Tetzvav Tetzvav, Shayam in a Tzarech. Now, what does Rabbeinu Yehuda say? The following, Alom the Shavar. Hocham Asir, it's no Kimta. There is the Nafkamina, whether the Mechayev is Yamtiv or the Mechayev is Sukkah. It's raining. It's pouring rain. Okay, I live in England. Anyone here from England? England rains how many times? How many days a year?
I lived there before.
It rains a lot in England, yeah, right? Okay, so it's 350 days a year it's raining, okay? What? So it's raining. So it's raining the first night of service, okay? So what do I do? What does Rabbeinu Yehuda say? It's raining. What do? You go inside. What did Rabbeinu Yehuda never heard of who? Never heard of the Ramon, never heard of the Hava meetings from last week, Maisa. It's raining! Yodik Shaman, Pata from Sukkah.
Maybe it's from my kitchen.
What are you talking about?
Just the Sukkah and it's pouring rain. Baal Shem Tov.
So state in the Heilige Svurim, state in the Mishnah, the Shiyadim Shamim, you leave the Sukkah. Okay, other things, Alma Sayyarim, I can't die. And the Alma Tachdim, so it's raining, so you leave the Sukkah, finished. According to the going, you're not even sitting in the Sukkah. According to the non-going people, you have a Ptur from the Gavra. According to the Yantif, you have a Shav and the Siddur, Ice being down in the Sukkah. But other, whatever it is, Lamais, you leave it. As I state in the Mishnah, the Heilige Tanoim said it, I'm allowed to follow the Tanoim. The Tanoim said you leave the Sukkah, okay? So I left the Sukkah on the first night also. But Hecha Taisa is a difference, right? No one ever heard that Ramon, Hecha Taisa. So I left the Sukkah. And I ate my Suda where? In the house. And then, an hour later, the moon comes out. An hour later, it clears up. What's the din? What do I have to do? For sure? I go back to the Sukkah. Why? Because the Chamisha is Chamisha also. Let's say the same scenario plays out on Yom Tov day. It's still in England and it's raining again. Okay, they come from shul, 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Yadim Shamim, I go into the house, Kedah Suchadim, I enjoy my Suda's Yom Tov, and all of a sudden, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the sun comes out. What do I have to do? I have to wait for him. There's no need for me to go. Why? Suda's Yom Tov, I'm Yom Tov in the house. Suda's Yom Tov, I'm Yom Tov in the house. It's no different than Pesach. I can be Yom Tov in the house. Suda B'Sukkah? Maybe according to Rabbi Eliezer, I got to go out to the Sukkah. According to the Chachamim, So Ben Yehuda gave a chaparan and nafkamina when the Gemara says, I understand that 9 out of 10 times, if it's not raining, I have to eat my Suda's Yom Tov in the Sukkah. But I can construct a scenario where I can get away with being Yaitse Suda's Yom Tov and not necessitating going back to the Sukkah. So that's the way Taisus and Masechus Brachus reads this Tiva. So again, so we have 2 days in Rishonim, 2 days in Taisus. On the one hand, the Gemara Bracha says, you have to eat bread on Yom Tov, and the Gemara and Sukkah seems to ignore that. So what's Pshat? So Taisus and Sukkah says, that Gemara Bracha is Lav Dafka, that means only those 2 days of the year, those 2 nights of the year. And Taisus and Bracha says, no, the Gemara is really true. It's really true. There really is a Chi of Gomer to eat, and the Gemara and Sukkah is talking about Al Sukkah, not Al Tzion. Can anyone come up with another possible answer? Just on your own. An interesting answer? How could the Gemara say that you don't have to eat without the Suda's Yom Tov? Who says that the Suda's Yom Tov of Lechem has to take place in a what? In a Sukkah. What do we mean by that? Can I construct a scenario, forget about the rain, beautiful sun is shining. I can be yaitze, my suit is yontif, kedas, uchadim, chachush, vachachila, not in the sukkah.
A mistake.
Kazayas.
Ooh, who said? Who said the word kazayas? Kazayas. What's the shia for suit is yontif? The shia, if there is such a mitzvah? The stomba, it's like, well, what rachilus in the Torah? So the shia is a kazayas. What's the shia for what?
It's
more than kibetza, kibetza v'yayid. So how come Tony's going to think of that, Terrence? So the Chora, one of two conclusions from the fact that Taisus didn't, what?
It's a Suda.
And therefore?
Therefore, even less than a Bitzvah.
Ooh, so maybe what Taisus means like this, the fact that Taisus didn't give the most obvious answer to this dilemma, maybe Taisus held that even though the normal shia for achilas keva for dira is kibeis and oid, but that could change once in a while. And sometimes what you're missing quantitatively, you can make up qualitatively. Namely, if it's a very, very special kind of a suda, it's a suda that you have to have, so maybe even a kezayis could potentially be an achilas keva. Where did we see ke'ein such a svara? Where do we see such an idea? That although quantitatively you don't quite have the regular normal amount that's associated with achilas keva, but if you're doing it in a specific context of obligation, so maybe the halacha is keveya that that's called keva.
The Gemara before, is that the
It was the Gemara before. It was who before? It was the Risha. We saw it in the Risha last week. Well, Magen Avraham had it by other things, by Minei Tagima. We just had it last week. Keep on naming Risha, and you eventually will hit it. You getting close?
Yeah.
Duran, what Ran? You have no idea. I just ran out of Risha. So, Duran had a question last week. How much do you have to eat in the sukkah on the first night of the yantzeh? What do you mean, how much you have to eat? Whatever the shir sukkah is, kibay tzviyai. So the Ran quoted, no, maybe kenzayin, it could be, you can get away with the kezayis on the first night of sukkahs. Maybe a yaitzi, a chiv, gomim, and atar with the kezayis. What was the svara? So we had two possibilities. One was the reason the Ran didn't give, one the reason that the Ran did give. The reason the Ran didn't give was, well, maybe if the whole source is learned out from what? From matzah, so just as matzah is the kezayis, maybe sukkah is the kezayis the first night. Or the Ran said no. Li'aylam, it's not really totally learned out from matzah. It follows the rules of sukkah, but this is a unique situation where a kezayis would be good enough. Why? Because you're eating a b'taras what?
Different people, also b'nechil.
It's close. They're similar. B'taras what? B'taras chil. Since I'm a chuyav to do it. It's a chiyuv gomer to do it. The Torah Kedusha says you have to do it. A Torah achshav keva. The Torah considers a kezayis to be like kavua. So maybe we can borrow that rod and say, if there is such a halacha of sudas yomtiv, it's not even sure it exists, but if there's a chiyuv of sudas yomtiv, so maybe to have a sudas yomtiv of a kezayis outside the sukkah, that's a violation of tira. Even though kezayis is usually not a shir, but maybe in the context of sudas yomtiv would be.
Who said it's the shir?
I'm guessing it's the shir because that's the shir of achil and kol tarkula. So I'm trying to understand why Tosfos didn't give this answer. This answer is so poshut. Tosfos drains a cup with the Tosfos and brachas and sukkah. Everyone, shtickel tayrus. The answer is so poshut. Yesh lechalik and kezayis lekevei tzviyai. So one answer is that you're right. That chiluk is a great chiluk, except for yomtov, which is what we're talking about. But oy yesh lomar, you're giving a second terence. What's your second terence?
That it's actually kibetza.
What's kibetz?
The shear for sudas yomtiv is
kibetz. Oh, maybe the shear for sudas yomtiv is kibetz of yayin also. Where would that come from? What kind of halacha would that be? That would be a very, very strange source. You just told them, ultimately, but not immediately. Where did it come from? If that would be true, what you're saying, that would lead us almost to believe that the mitzvah of sudas yomtiv is not a function of a mitzvah swa. It's not really an achiva dikadin. It's some other kind of halacha. It's something like smacks closer to a little bit like a Sviya Dikadin, or maybe like the Yom Kippur Dikadin. You know, we said the Shia is more than a Kezayas. It's a Sukkah Dikadin, a Diram. Even if there's a mitzvah Achila and Yomtif, maybe it's not formulated in terms of the regular rules of Achilas. That would be an interesting idea. You would have to fine tune that a little
if
bit.
If there's a Chiyuv Pah, so then it makes sense. Because the Tilsi Dayan.
I mean, you're making a lot of assumptions. You made like three assumptions.
Yeah.
In half a line. Okay. So Rabbi Sai, we're not quite sure why Tosfos doesn't go down this route, but Lamai said they didn't. So, you know, we have enough difficulty to understand what Tosfos did say together, what Tosfos didn't say. So we have two very, very real approaches in this two Tosfos. Whether there's a Chiyuv Gomer or Pas on Yom Tov. So Rabbi Sai, how would you begin to analyze this machlokes? What do you think the din should be? If I would ask you, you never read the Sugin Brachas, never read the Sugin Sukkah, you know anything. I ask you, what's the din? You think there's a Chiyuv Gomer Tipas? How would you even begin to formulate and answer that question?
It's like Shabbos.
So your initial reaction would be, well, what's the din by Shabbos? So I'm going to push you on that question. So what's the din by Shabbos? Is there a Chiyuv Achilas Lechem on Shabbos? So first of all, in order to know, the answer most probably is yes. That's the Gemara seems to say, right? That's why you have to go back for it, say on Shabbos. But what I'm really asking is, that chi of lechem on Shabbos, can we extrapolate that to Yom Tov? How would you begin to answer that question? So this is just common sense in terms of lumdas. We're trying to be what's called medame milsa milsa. One of the midrash and drash is to try to figure out if it didn't exist in one place, does it carry over to another place? So we know for a fact there's this chiyuv to eat bread on Shabbos. That's a Gemara in Berachos. You can argue that. The Gemara says that's why you have to repeat the benchi, the mishnah would say. So that chiyuv of eating bread on Shabbos, we want to know, does that spill over to Yom Tov or not? We're trying to be medame milsa milsa. Should we compare Yom Tov to Shabbos or not? So we can't compare A to B. We cannot extrapolate A to B unless we understand very well why A exists in the first place. What is the engine that's driving the Chiyuv Achilas Pas on Shabbos? Achilas Pas on Shabbos, everyone agrees, it's a famous, you can't argue with it. Gemara says it black and white. That's why you have to repeat bench of everything we say. So if we had a better understanding as to why there is a Chiyuv Pas on Shabbos, then we have a fighting chance to know whether we can extrapolate that to Yom Tov or not. So let's go back to the ABCs. So why do you think there's a Chiyuv to eat bread on Shabbos? Chazal never tell us why.
Man.
So you're guessing the man. What leads you to believe it has something to do with the man? So there's a whole array of Gemaras in Masechta Shabbos. I only put one of them on. But the Gemara has a whole array of different sugyas in the 16th fragment of Masechta Shabbos that talk about the significance of the man on Shabbos. We're recreating, we're remembering, reminiscing the nisim of the man. That's why the Gemara says you make Lecha Mishnah on Shabbos. That's why the Gemara says Chayv Adam Lecha Gimel Su'udos on Shabbos. So if you Chayv Di Gimel Su'udos on Shabbos, Zeich Leman. So that's what's leading you to believe, therefore you have to eat bread on Shabbos. Right? That's your approach to this topic, right? The Gemara says Beferish on Shabbos, Chayv Adam Lecha Gimel Su'udos, Zeich Leman. Very nice. So therefore, you just translated Gimel Su'udos to mean washing on Chal or Matzah, something three times. What assumption did you just make? You made a tremendous assumption. Whoever just made that equation.
Suda means bread.
You just defined Suda as being bread. I beg to differ. Anyone want to bring a riot to differ? We know enough already.
You mean
to tell you? Well, how did you go so, how did you make so many jumps, so many steps? So you're all of a sudden invoking back Rabbi Eliezer back to the picture. Rabbi Eliezer, we thought we finished him last week, right? We thought he was done Lamaisa, we thought he was done Lamdus, and all of a sudden he's making Chizam Eisimim. So the Hilchos Tana Rabbi Eliezer said, Chayiv Odom Lechol Yud Dalit Su'udos Pesuka Maitaima Kedira Madira Yen Velayla Af Sukha Yen Velayla. That was Rabbi Eliezer's formulation of Chazayim and Alf. Sudas was the word that Rabbi Eliezer said. What is on the menu for the Suda? Do we know? Does Rabbi Eliezer tell us what's on the menu? It doesn't really tell us. We don't know whether there's bread there or not. But what do we know about Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer made another very, very unique statement about these Yudal Sudas. He gave us the option of doing what for these Sudas? If you miss one of the Sudas? You have Tashlumin. When is this Tashlumin taking place? Shmini Yetzer is a very, very bizarre Tashlumin because it's not even taking place in the Sukkah. So we're scratching our head trying to figure out what in the world that meant. But as I state the Rebbe Lozzi, you can have Tashlumin on Shmini Yetzer. What are you serving? What's on the menu for the Tashlumin Suda? That we already know. Why? Because the Gemara says, what's clearly not on the menu? Bread's not on the menu. Because for bread to be in the menu, what kind of tashlum is that? I'm having bread for my Yom Tov meal. So clearly, what's on the menu? What is that tashlum made up of? Mine, a good old friend, Mina Tagim. Which again, we got three Rama Chagzu Shem, what they are, either the mezonos or their fish and cheese, that kind of chicken, that kind of stuff, or peiros. So whatever you think Mina Tagim are, it's clearly not bread. And yet, Rabbi Eliezer says, Mina Tagim is a good substitute for the Chiv of Yudal Tzudas. If Mina Tagim are substituted for the Yudal Tzudas, what does it sound like? That the Tzudas themselves theoretically could have been what? Mina Tagim. So we now have on record, documented, we've connected a few dots, that one of the Heilige Tanaim, Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus, the Heilige Tanaim from Talmud from Yechid ben Zakkai, the Heilige Tanaim from Eliezer, the Rabbein from Yekiva, went on record as saying, Yudal Tzudas, Chayv Adam Lecha B'Suda, the Sukkah, And we know for a fact that the word suda in that context did not necessarily mean bread. We know for a fact that minatagim is also called the suda. Which led Rabbeinu Tam to the following startling conclusion. We don't follow Rabbi Elazar when I said Rabbi Elazar l'maisa, but we, everybody else, have certain days when there is a chiyuv suda. For example, Shabbos. The Lashon HaGemara is chayv adam lechol gimel sudas b'Shabbos. So Rabbeinu Tam says suda suda gzer shava. Not really gzer shava, but Rabbi Elazar says if we have this vague term suda in the context of gimel sudas to eat on Shabbos, and we have this clarified word suda of yudalat sudas Rabbi Eliezer. Just as in the worldview of Rabbi Eliezer, yudalat sudas doesn't necessarily mean bread, so to gimel sudas and Shabbos doesn't necessarily mean bread. And therefore, Rabbeinu Tam connected the dots and he said, "Ooh, wait a second. Ooh, let's do this one. Gimel sudas chayav adam lechol the Shabbos. Who said they have to be bread? Minatagim is good enough. So, I want you to, to read the menu for me." For Rabbeinu Tam's Friday night Suda, Shabbos morning Suda, and Shabbos afternoon Shalshon Suda. I want you to give me a possible menu, assuming that Minat HaGimah means fruit. What do you think of Suda Shabbos going to Rabbeinu Tam? Putting together all that I just said. Friday night, sit down, and your wife brings out the meal, and what's on the table? Meat, I didn't say that. Meat, according to Rashi, that Minat HaGimah is fruit.
Pears.
A pear. What pear? I mean, two pears for
lechem mishnah. Right?
Pears, particular mashmal. Me too. Okay, two pears for lechem mishnah. Okay, so a pear for Friday night. You want to tell me what lunch is?
Apple. Sour fruit. Apple.
How about an apple? Okay. And shalshunas is what?
Kiwi.
Kiwi. Okay, that's it. That a pear, apple, and kiwi. A very, very healthy Shabbos. Not a good way to. That's a good way to lose some weight. Okay. According to Rashi's version of the time, I'm good to go. You want to plug me in, according to Rabbeinu Peretz, according to the other days in Taisus, that you need something that's a lot of sahas. Fill me in. Friday night, sit down for what? At least more traditional what?
Shabbos.
I think we'll get filter fish. I'll get filter fish. Shabbos lunch. We'll get a piece of chicken. And what do you got for Shalosh Shudas?
Egg salad.
Shtibo. Egg salad. Tuna. Herring. Okay. Anything you love. What? You said what? Grain?
Grain.
Grain, that's going to go with you. You can hold the fish. That's a lot of the fast. Good. Okay, good. So let's move up the ante over to the rush. The rush is version of Rabbeinu Tam. You need mezonos. So Friday night, you sit down to what?
Cake.
It's a cake. Okay, Shabbos lunch. What do you have? The bowl of cereal. Okay, the bowl of raisin bread. And Shabbos Shudas, so the grand finale is? Some crackers. Some good old Tam-Tam crackers. Okay? Or some pasta, something. And you're good to go. Lasagna, cold macaroni. So I just described three sudas according to Rabbeinu Tam. What's wrong with those three sudas? What is this against? My bracha says you have to pass. What a joke is it? Wait, some of this. I spent 10 minutes writing a menu that's against the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Fair, you have to pass." So what are you talking about? So what's pshat Rabbeinu Tam? Obviously, what's pshat Rabbeinu Tam? It has to be bread, but there are many times that it doesn't have to be bread. Suda Shabbos doesn't require bread. As I state, you dial suda. So clearly there's something else going on behind the scenes. There is some mysterious, deep, dark reason that I have to eat bread on Shabbos, which has absolutely nothing to do with what? With the chiv of gimel sudas on Shabbos. There was a new mechayev. There was an engine driving me to wash and bench, have a piece of bread, and that's what my brachas Mamtes is talking about, and that has absolutely zero to do with the chiv of the mechayev and Allah gimel sudas on Shabbos. I just have no idea what that chiyuv is. Where could that chiyuv? What is that potentially mysterious chiyuv according to Rabbeinu Tam? Where did it come from? It ain't gimel sudas. What is it?
The chiyuv of sudas on Shabbos and
Yom Tov. I didn't say Yom Tov. Shabbos. I want to know why, Rabbi Rabbeinu Tam, why am I washing and have a piece of challah Friday night? For what possible reason?
Well, the reason you're washing is for.
But who is Zechaman? The Rabbeinu Tam just got finished saying that Chayiv Adam Lechol Gimel Sudas B'Shabbos Zechaman. Sudas means Bina Tagima.
Yeah, but the Sudas themselves are for a different reason than the Lechem.
Where's the Lechem from?
Oh no,
I'm looking for different reasons. I'm available to hear different reasons. I don't want you to say the Chayiv is Atzman. Because you tell me Atzman, Rabbeinu Tam just got finished saying the Chayiv Sudas is not to do with Man. So you're telling me a new idea. As a new chiyav atoyra, new chiyav deravana, new chiyav of something or other, chayav adam lechol pas b'shabbos, lekayim ashenemar and the hilgi navi yishayo, the karos l'shabbos oineg. Right? That's what you just told me. So, alz give us sudas, minitagib is enough. Alz oineg, you need bread. Who agrees? Who disagrees? What's my problem with you and Mahal?
It was only bread.
It was only up to the bread. What does oneg mean? Yes. We're having an oneg tonight. Right? We're inviting for an oneg. Oneg means you're gonna wash. Give me some good things to serve at an oneg.
Candy,
chocolate, poppers, kogel. Oneg means enjoy, give my pleasure and delight of Shabbos. So where's that? What does that do with bread? Oh, 04. At least for now. Okay, I'm still looking. I'm searching. I need a mysterious mechayev of why I'm eating bread. It has nothing to do with the gimmasudas of mush. I'm waiting for you to suggest something else. What?
A pasuk.
Okay, I give you a whole tanach to find me a pasuk.
Lecha
mishna. We are lecha mishna. Lecha mishna. Lecha mishna. That was the man, and clearly that's not really, the man wasn't lecha. What?
Shulchan.
That's in the base of Mikdash. You gotta put the lechem apart.
No,
what does that do with me? I'm not the lechem. I mean, that's true that there was a mitzvah of siddur of lechem upon him, but we don't find anywhere the Chazal make a connection between that. Chassidim make a connection between that, having 12 loaves of challah, but that's not, you know, does that make a name?
Maybe say kiddush.
Ooh, now we're getting warm here. Kiddush. You have to make kiddush on Shabbos. Okay, so can you please connect the dots for me? Bridge the gap. I have to make kiddush on Shabbos, and therefore I'm having lecha.
You have to have kiddush.
Oh, you connect the Gemara Masechet Pesachim. The Gemara Masechet Pesachim says that you have to eat kiddush from Makom Suda, and you're making an unbelievable assumption. What is that? That kiddush from Makom Suda means it's got to be bread. So what's my problem with that? You're talking in circles. Why? You just got finished telling me that the definition of Suda in Kol HaTorah Kula. Hain v'inyin sukkah, hain v'inyin gibbutzus on Shabbos is not bread for under a minute time. And you're searching for that mysterious reason why you have to eat bread, and you're telling me, Bubba Meitzen, the reason why you have to eat bread is because of Kiddush Makom Suda. Really, you're talking two sides of your mouth, right? And you're telling me Suda doesn't mean bread, and now you're telling me, but when it's convenient for you, it means bread. So what's Pshat? So comes Rabbeinu Yehuda, Tamid Rabbeinu Yehuda, and says, Brachas, and you say, B'das Rabbeinu Tam, the following. It was correct, what you just said is correct. And clearly we are changing the definition of that magical word Suda in different areas of Halacha. So vis-a-vis Yud Gimel Sudas and Sukkah, Yud Tagim is called the Suda. Vis-a-vis Gimel Sudas and Shabbos, Al-Taman, Yud Tagim is called the Suda. But what? Vis-a-vis Kiddush Makom Suda, all of a sudden the standard of Suda is about to change radically. All of a sudden, unlike in all other areas of halacha, where Suda has nothing to do with bread, for the purposes of Kiddush Makom Suda, everything's going to change. Sisrita, why should that be? What is it about the definition of Kiddush Makom Suda that somehow necessitates bread, where all other areas of Sudas in halacha don't? So Rabbi Yonah doesn't explain why that should be true. He just states that as a fact. What's the lumdus? How can we defend this Rabbi Natan, this chiluk? Sounds very, very arbitrary. So what do you have to go back to the drawing board? Why do you need Kiddush Makom Suda in the first place? The only way to understand why Kiddush Makom Suda carries with it that special, unique, above and beyond the call of duty obligation is only if you understand, well, why is it there in the first place? Why is it there in Kiddush Makom Suda? What's the source of Kiddush Makom Suda? It's in the Gemara Pesachim. What's the source of Chazal? How does Chazal know there's been in Kiddush Makom Suda? Unclear. The Gemara never tells us why. Anyone have any idea why? Menon Emilin. Where did it come from, Kiddush Makom Suda? No ideas, no suggestions. So the Rashbam, in the beginning of Avraham Pesachim, offers two reasons. One the Rashbam says is, the pasuk you just quoted, the Karas L'Shabbos Oineg. There's a mitzvah of Kriya, of Kiddush, there's a mitzvah of Oineg. And the two have to be hand in hand. Therefore, the Karas L'Shabbos Oineg is the Chayiv of Kiddush B'Racham Suda. If that's the Pshat, is there any reason under the sun to believe that it has to be lechem? We just made fun of those guys who said einig means lechem, right? You guys said that, and I said, nah, what does einig do with lechem? Einig has to do with cholent and kugel. What does it do with lechem? So if you're going to go down that route of the Rashbam, that the engine that's driving Kishmak Pesut is that pasuk, you're probably not going to end up with bread on the table. But the Rashbam offers a second. The Rashbam says, I'll tell you why I need Kishmak Pesut now. Let's go back to the basics. We have that Kishmak Pesut. Why do I need Kiddush in the first place? Why are we making Kiddush on Friday night? Everyone comes home from shul Friday night and makes Kiddush. Why? What are you doing that for? What's the source of making Kiddush on Friday night?
What else are we doing here on?
What else would we do on Friday night?
We have to make Kiddush.
Why?
Right?
So Torah says, Zoch is Yom Shabbos. So the Gemara says, both the Masechet Brach, Daf Chof, and the Masechet Pesachim, and Daf Kuvav, that pasuk Zoch is Yom Shabbos, the Kacha, doesn't just mean you sit around on Tuesday and think about, gee, Shabbos is coming. You know what Zoch is Yom Shabbos, the Kacha means? That Zoch is Yom Shabbos, the Kacha, got to be Kiddush. But on Shabbos, on Kedisa Shabbos, I think we spoke about that a little bit earlier this last week. But you have to make, what? You got to make Kiddush on Shabbos, or around Shabbos. What do you have to do to make Kiddush on Shabbos? How do you do that? What do you do? How do you zoicher? With what? What mechanism do you use to be zoicher? What does the word zechir always mean in halacha? Always means b'peh, right? Zechir samolek, zechir sismetrayim, zechir always means b'peh. So you have to get up on Friday night and announce that Shabbos is here, or Shabbos kodesh, zechir sismetrayim, whatever the text of the Kiddush is in the Torah. Do you need wine? The grape juice. Where's the sanitarist? Do this wine and grape juice. We have to share Mitzvah, going to be Shavuos morning. Shavuos morning, we have to share Mitzvah, we'll be wide awake in the morning listening to the Seres Tibbers. But of course, we're going to say, Zachar, Es Yom, HaShabbos, Zachar, Es Yom, HaShabbos, Tekan Shom. I don't say anything about wine in there. So comes Tosus, and comes the Ram, and comes Sefer, and it comes the Magad Ram, comes the Nebbi Yudin, and says, you don't need wine, Minat Torah. Aye, the Mishnah says, Mitzvah, you need wine? That's with the Rabbanan. Chazal instituted Kiddush Alayayim with the Rabbanan. Why did they institute Alayayim with the Rabbanan? What was the purpose of Kiddush Alayayim? What's wrong with the way it was in the Torah? They wanted to up the ante a little bit, make it a little bit more significant, a little choshev. You know, Kiddush, the Dvarim, I'm walking out of shul, the Shabbos Kodesh, Zechut Tzitzis Mitzrayim. I can't pick up a cup of wine, get the family together, gather the troops, make a Kiddush, v'Shabbos Kodesh, yeah, make it a little nice, a little more choshev, that gets significant to the mitzvah. Comes Rashbam and says, in Kfar Azkva, Chazal already instituted that you need Kiddush Alayayim to give a chashivos. What's called a chashiva wine? I'm just on the run. I'm grabbing a cup of wine and running out the door. That's not chashiv. What's chashiv? You sit down at a meal, you have a toast. The toasting to Shabbos Kodesh, then we sit down and enjoy ourselves, have a whole suda that follows. Toast is Kiddush. That's Kiddush chashiv. That's Yayim chashiv. So the Rashbam suggests that Kiddush Bakum Suda was part of the overall Takanas Chachamim to up the ante, to make it a little bit more significant, not just have a kind of Kiddush on the run. If that's the case, according to the Rashbam, the Kiddush Bacham Suda was needed to give Chashivas to the wine, what could one suggest? That the definition of Suda may change from the regular definition of Kol HaTorah Kula. In Kol HaTorah Kula, where the role of a Suda is simply to fulfill a Suda, there's a mitzvah Suda. According to Belezer, you're down to the Pesukah. According to Zimon Shabbos, Chayv Arblach HaGim HaSudas B'Shabbos. If the whole role of a Suda is just to fulfill that technical definition of Suda, Takabit HaTagim is sufficient. But if the role of the Suda is to create that aura, to create that ambiance of Chashivos, so maybe you can up the ante and say, you require not just a Suda, it has to be a Suda what? Suda Chashuva. It's got to be a high level of Suda. Minei Tagiba is the bare bone minimum of a Suda in Halacha. But when the Halacha requires Suda to create that aura of Chashivas, of significance, so then there's only one thing that can really do that trick. And what is that? Lechem. Lechem levad v'neshisa. Lechem levad yichyodom. Lechem is lechem. There's nothing like a piece of chal. Nothing like washing, sitting down having a piece of bread. Not the same as a bowl of pasta. It's just not the same as an apple. Not the same as a kiwi. Not the same as a star fruit. Not the same as herring. Not the same as gefilte fish. It's just not the same. There's nothing like bread. Lechem v'aviyah en hashiyasad. And therefore, suggest Rabbi Yair ben Asher ben Tam, alf the chiyuv of Gimel Sudas b'Shabbes, there is no need whatsoever to have lechem. Never was, never is, never will be. There's no chiyuv of lechem. Why do you have to have lechem on Shabbos? What do you think my brachas you have to have lechem for? To fulfill the secondary din of Ein Kiddush what? El v'makom Suda. That's why you have to have lechem. If that's the case, so what is Rabbi Tam wasting at lechem? Rabbi Tam said to us, you don't have to have lechem on Shabbos. No chiv of Suda with lechem. But anyway, Rabbi Tam concedes you have to have lechem. So what's he wasting and drain us a cup for? What is the significance of Rabbi Natan split and saying, so I love the Shabbat. You say, imagine, you come home, it's Shabbat this Friday night, your mother's going to put some challah on the table, and you're going to analyze the following. What did you learn, your parents again, what did you learn Yeshiva this week? I learned this follows. The lechem that I'm eating is not al tzchi of sudas, it's al tzchi of kiddush makam suda. So you're following your mother, looking at you like perplexed, like, that's what we're paying. Tuition was post-Pesach program. It's the same chal. I'm enough kamina. Zav tazoy. I'm enough kamina. Practically, tachlas. Come on, give me a. We have ratification, yeah? Ooh, comes Friday night. And it doesn't really matter whether you're eating out Kimel Sudas or giving out Kiddush. Who's got to eat it anyway? Kum Shabbos morning. Kiddush Bakum Sudas, but Shabbos morning also. Midrabban. Kiddush Bayayim is not a Midrabban, the Rishayim say, but it's still required Midrabban. Kum Chal Shudas. Nish Kiddush Derais, Nish Kiddush Rabban. There's no Kiddush Shal Shudas. The Rambam is a unique Shita maybe, but nobody else says that way. You don't have to make Kiddush in Shal Shudas. So Abba Zoyev, so you don't have to make Kiddush Shal Shudas. According to Rabbeinu Tam, what can you eat for Shal Shudas? Remind me that menu again. Rashi's version of Rabbeinu Tam, what's on the table? The kiwi last time. Right? And what do we got? What do we got for according to Rabbeinu Peretz? Eggs with the herring, right? And what do we got according to the Rosh?
Cold crackers.
Get the crackers or the old cold macaroni or something, right?
Or pasta salad, yeah.
Pasta. Or wokshin cooker, maybe. I'm making my name. Wokshin cooker. Okay. We'll do shami cooker, you know, the brown stuff with the pickle on top, right? Okay. Yeah. You got it. Nothing like it, right? Nothing like that Shabbos. Come on, you guys all have that in Israel, right? You know why it's called Yerushalmi cooker? Because the old Yerushalayim, there was nothing else to eat. That was lunch. And if you're lucky, you got to pick one. Okay? So Rabbi say, this Rabbi Natam is now very, very relevant. Rabbi say, he just chiseled away. By the way, according to Rabbi Natam, what other halacha is the karlev, what would you say? If I missed Ritzay on Friday night, you got to go back? I missed Ritzay Shabbos, what, you got to go back? Mr. Tzay, Shabbos, Mashal Shudas, they have to go back? No.
But what's the connection there? Meaning he's making a connection between the Pas and the Chiyuv Suda?
He just said, the Chiyuv Pas on Shabbos is nothing to do with the Chiyuv Suda Shabbos. It has to do with the Chiyuv Kishbuk.
So then you'd have to say, meaning let's say theoretically you did eat bread for Shal Shudas.
Right, and you missed Ritzay, no problem, you don't have to go back.
Why not?
It's like for Shodesh.
But you have a
chiyuv
suda. You just don't have a
chiyuv
achilas pas
pesuda. You said it. I don't have to say any further. You don't have to eat bread.
But I did.
I ate bread on Rosh Chodesh also. I don't have to go back.
But I don't have a chiyuv suda at all on Rosh Chodesh.
I don't have a chiyuv pas. Why you say a chiyuv suda?
So I have a chiyuv suda.
I have a chiyuv of netil shmulav on Sukkot. Your turn. A chiyuv suda is a chiyuv pas. I'm talking pas. I'm talking suda. Two different languages. Okay? I rest my case. So Rabbi Sai comes to us in a few places, they quote this Rabbi Natan and they say the whole thing is not true. The whole premise of Rabbi Natan is not true. Of course you have to eat bread on Shabbos. What are you talking about? Chayav al Malach, give us this for Shabbos. Vada to Vada, you have to eat bread on Shabbos. What are you talking about? Nothing to do with Tishba. The Chiyav Suda Shabbos is Bechayiv. But wait a second, didn't Rabbi Eliezer say the definition of Suda is Dina Tagima? What's the answer, says Taisus? Suda is Dina Tagima. But the Chiyav of Suda Shabbos carries with it bread for a different reason. Not a new Kishbuk Suda. What is the goal of Suda Shabbos? What are we trying to accomplish with Gimel Sudas and Shabbos? Clearly?
Excuse.
What's the goal? Why are we eating Gimel Sudas on Shabbos?
Because
Chayiv Adam Lechem Kibbutz Mitzvah Shabbos. Why? Sheneva v'yom Moshe Ichlu Hayoim Ki Shabbos Yom Lashem Yom Tzitzur Hayom three times by the month. Clearly, the eating of the Gimel Sudas is a zeichet to the miracles of the month. Either derais or derabban. It's not clear in the Rishonim. Whether that drush is derais or nesmach. But there's no question that there is some kind of a link between the mitzvah of eating the Gimel Sudas and the month. Therefore, the other days of Tosfos Rebbeinu Tam and say when Chazal or the Torah, whoever formulated the mitzvah of Gimel Sudas, said that the Gimel Sudas has to be as close of a replica to the month as possible. That's the goal of the Sudas. We have to remember. Reminisce about the month as much as possible. Okay, so what are we going to do practically to reminisce about the month? What are we going to tell people to eat to remember the month? So one possibility is we could tell them to sit around Friday afternoon looking up to the sky and hoping that something's going to fall down. Probably not going to happen. That would be a pretty bad zecher. So what should we do? Let's see if we can find something in this world that tastes like anything and everything you want it to taste like. From ice cream to hot dogs to pizza. It's going to be kind of hard to do. We don't have those kinds of foods. Okay? So, we're 0 for 2. What else should we do? Let's find something that looks and smells and tastes like the month. Can't do it. Find me something that's got a little bit like the month. What characteristic of a month could we possibly replicate? What is the Torah called month? Hineni mamtir lachem. Lachem bin hashamayim. So lachem. Oh. The best we could do is a challah roll. Again, it's not perfect. It's not tamokit apichis mitvash, and it's not, you know, kizera gad lavana. But at least chodshit is a little something. It's a mashu, a zecher. It's a lechem. Now again, it's not exactly the same as a lechem in a shemayim. It's a lechem in aretz, but you know, we don't have a shot at lechem in a shemayim anymore. So we got to do the best as we can. Lechem in aretz. The chacham discussed what bracha did they make on the mon. Some chacham write, amotzi lechem in a shemayim. Others say, didn't make any brachas because brachas were instituted by the Ashkenazim. Different in the Halachim and the Echlan. What bracha they did or didn't make. So maybe comes to us and says that when the halachi, that the Raisa, the Rabban, this Keveya, this obligation of Suda Shabbos as a Zechraman, the halacha was instituted Dafka, Suda Lechem, to replicate the mon as best as we can. If that's the case, then that key of replication of the mon is true for which Sudas? Friday night, Shabbos lunch, as well as Shalosh Shudas. And therefore, if you missed Ritzei, Friday night, Shabbos lunch, or Shalosh Shudas, you have to repeat according to most of the days and days. So we have a running machlokes here between Taitz and Rebbeinu Tam as to why are we eating bread on Shabbos in the first place. Because one bracha says you have to, that's what it says. But we have two very, very different ways, two divergent views as to why we're eating this bread. One possibility is to fulfill the mere halach of Kiddush Makom Sud, which only applies to two out of the three Sudas. Well, according to Tosfos, says, no, it's actually to fulfill all three Sudas, al tachiv of Gimel Sudas, al tzeich laman. Before we can extrapolate the Yontif, we have to ask, well, how do we follow? Do we follow Rebbeinu Tam? Do we follow the other Rishonim? What do you think about that? Rebbeinu Tam is a big maker, right? A super duper maker, a big cool Rebbeinu Tam.
It seems like people follow both.
Because
by Kiddush, people
will
make Kiddush without.
Oh! Wait. Rebbeinu Tam is a big maker. You know, every kula leads to a chumrah. There's an unbelievable big chumrah. I'm shocked that nobody jumped on me before. Rebbeinu Yonah said, according to Rebbeinu Tam, that you don't really have to have bread out to the Shabbos, but you do have to have bread out to what? Out Kiddush Makom Suda. Why didn't everyone jump at me and say, wait a second, Rabbi, we don't do that? Who said Kiddush Makom Suda has to be what? Bread. Has to be bread. Rebbeinu Tam said that. Rebbeinu Yehuda said it. That's Rebbeinu Tam. Do you guys follow that?
No.
Who here ever in their life ate at a Kiddush in Shul and didn't wash? So you're following what the Shulchan Aruch quotes in the Shittas HaGaonim, that you could make a bar prayer often and then have a piece of cake, a bowl of pasta, a piece of Yerushalmi kugel. You're okay with that. So you, by definition, are not following Rebbeinu Tam. You just committed yourself. You just told me, Pema, that anyone who put their hands up a minute ago just said Pema, and they're not really Rebbeinu Tam people. Therefore, who here has ever eaten for Shalosh Shudas just merely Mezoinus and called it a day? Who has ever, ever done that? Keep that hand up for a second, okay? Don't open it down. Who here has ever, again, eaten at a Shabbos Kiddush without, put up your other hand if you have. Who here has two hands up? Okay, you guys are in big trouble. All right, you're all arrested. You're all in big trouble. Why? Because your two hands were just sized for each other. You're as bad as Davi Mincha on Friday and Shabbat at 7 o'clock. That's like the worst thing you possibly do. The time to the Sassman. Because if you're telling me that you eat on Shabbos Kiddushes, so then you're basically telling me you're not Rabbeinu Tam people. Then you turn around and tell me you have pretzels for Shal Shudas. You tell me you are Rabbeinu Tam people and you can't be both. No pun intended. This one's a bad pun. I didn't mean it, but you can't have your cake and eat it. Okay? You cannot have cake for Shabbos Kiddush and then turn around and eat the same cake for Shal Shudas and call it a day, because that's an internal contradiction. So, put those hands down again. Let's start over again. Who here eats a true Kiddushes? Good. You basically don't follow Rabbeinu Tam. If you don't follow Rabbeinu Tam, you're basically committing yourself to following Rov HaRishonim. And therefore, according to Rov HaRishonim, what's the mechayev of eating bread on Shabbos? Gimel Sudas Chayev Arom Lachah B'Shabbos Zeich Lamot. But Yudal Sudas B'Sudah, you don't need Lechem. You're right. Yudal Sudas B'Sudah, what do you do with the month? But Gimel Sudas and Shabbos does have to do with the month. So now we have a little bit of a better understanding of Rabbeinu Tam and the other days and times that we probably follow as to why you're eating through the Shabbos. We have to now go to the next level. So how does this carry over to the Shabbos? So we have a work cut out for us. Bein l'fi Rabbeinu Tam, bein l'fi Rabbeinu Paskin against Rabbeinu Tam, we now have to figure out how does all of the above spill over to Yom Tov. So tomorrow we'll try to see how this carries over to Yom Tov, try to put the proper perspective to the day.
Okay. I don't understand.